Maybe he just has like this cult-like worldwide following, and all the Corbin Blue cult members are just, doing what they can to get the word out.
Oh, so it's a full cult that's trying to
I think.
spread blue propaganda.
I like that. I like that idea. That idea makes most sense.
Yeah, right?
Hey guys!
What's up?
You are listening to Thread, a podcast that uncovers the digital rabbit holes of the internet. Dun dun dun. We try and get down to the bottom of some of the web's most puzzling unsolved mysteries. You can basically think of me as Nancy Drew, but with a Reddit account. I'm your host, Sarah.
And I'm Cammy.
We've got a super interesting case on the show for you today. It involves someone you may not have thought of in 10 years, if ever. We're talking about Corbin Blue, supporting actor in the Disney sensation High School Musical.
What about him?
Well, we have a story to tell, but first we should give Corbs a little bit more credit. I mean, he did star in a film about competitive jump roping. You remember that one?
Jump In.
Oh, a classic.
He's on Broadway now.
Is he?
Yo, he's doing stuff. He's out there.
See, the thing is, I'd forget because that's how irrelevant he seems to be today.
Formerly preteen girls who were obsessed with the High School Musical back in the day. We've all moved on.
And how far do you think your obsession went? Because that's a big topic right on its own.
I would say little to none whatsoever.
Damn it, I always forget that our co-host Cammy has never, or she just watched it for the first time, like maybe 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, I was like 20.
I, however, have a little more skin in the game for this episode because I was obsessed with High School Musical and hosted my own premiere parties at my house. They weren't that exciting or popular, but I did have them. And I would memorize the lines to the movie so that I could say them. And loved watching the director's cut version so I could read all the fun facts and tell everybody about them. But
needless to say, Sarah did not have a lot of friends back then.
Very funny. Yeah, so we're really excited to uncover this mystery. There's been something that I've found in the deep depths of the internet that I want to talk to you about today.
What's that, Sarah?
Well, it has to do with a Wikipedia page and our boy Corbin. So I should back up by saying that I was lucky enough to come across this story in the first place because I was poking around a little website called Reddit. Now, Reddit, for those who are not as familiar with it, is kind of like an online community, sort of like a forum, where people come together and discuss topics that they care about and things that they want to get to the bottom of. And it kind of has an interesting reputation. Without going too much into a tangent, I'll say that it attracts all types of crowds. I'm just getting the hang of how to use it, as there are like particular rules you have to follow for contributing to certain pages and certain things you have to abide by. And let's also say that without overgeneralizing too much, that it's a bit of a nerdy platform. Actually, in a phone interview with my friend Seth from Philadelphia, he admits to the stigma.
Well, because I'm on Reddit way too fucking often.
I should have known.
Yeah.
No, not that you're on Reddit frequently.
But how could you not know? I'm such a fucking dweeb, you know?
No, well, I mean, I'm also, like, frequently using Reddit, although I feel like it's so nuanced, and I feel like there's a real crew, and if you don't know how to use it properly, you kind of get, like, I tried to write a comment, and then I got shut down. And for some reason, he doesn't believe that I would have an account either.
That's so funny that you have a Reddit account, oh my god.
But anyways, to circle back to the original mystery that we're solving on the show today, here it is, as I discovered on Reddit to begin with. In 2013, the MIT Data Lab did a study on the relative global fame, and when I say fame, I'm putting this in quote marks, of various celebrities and historical figures, both alive and dead, using data from Wikipedia. They looked at a bunch of different things for the Wikipedia page, including the number of pages that each person's article has been translated into. standing at number 3, sandwiched between Barack Obama and Confucius, was none other than High School Musical supporting actor Corbin Bleu, with a whopping 193 languages.
No way.
Yeah.
What? I'm not lying. Jesus Christ, Confucius, and then Corbin Bleu?
No, Corbin Bleu is ahead of Confucius. Confucius is number 4.
For reference, Wikipedia boasts a total of 293 active languages, making Corbin Bleu's translations 2/3 of the active languages, and of which the highest figure on the list, Jesus Christ, claims 214, which again, for reference, means that between Corbin and Jesus Christ, there's only an 11 language difference in terms of translations.
He's like the second Jesus.
The second Jesus, exactly. Now, before we go jumping to conclusions, we have to consider a few things. First of all, Corbin beats out many other figures that you'd expect to see on the list, such as Isaac Newton, who rates at number 5, Adolf Hitler at number 8, and Albert Einstein at number 10. Corbin has also somehow managed to outrank every single other living celebrity, including his much more famous co-stars, Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens. The next closest contemporary pop culture figure was Lady Gaga, with 133 pages in 45th place. It's important to consider that Corbin's dominance is confined solely to number of language editions. Now, this isn't actually in terms of views of the Wikipedia pages, because for that, his stats are actually relatively modest. He doesn't even rank in the top 100. Corbin also has a modest Twitter following and Instagram following, and to my knowledge, he has no unusually large overseas following. So with this, naturally, our first plan of action was, hey, let's see, does he actually have a large overseas following? Are people really familiar with him and we just don't know? Which is why, with the help of Cammie, we both consulted some of our friends that live around the world, and we asked them, are you familiar with this guy, Corbin Bleu, who just happens to rate as number 3 for Wikipedia fame? No, I wanted to know if you knew anything about someone named Corbin Bleu.
No.
Doesn't ring a bell at all?
No.
Wait, actually?
Corbin Bleu?
Yeah.
No.
I've never heard of him, so not really.
Are you familiar with someone named Corbin Bleu?
No.
No? Doesn't ring a bell at all?
No, not at all.
How close are you to Amsterdam?
2-hour drive.
Okay, so you're 2 hours away from Amsterdam, which is a pretty international city.
Corbin Bleu.
Corbin Bleu.
Should I be?
No, actually, you don't need to be. There's no wrong or right answer here.
No, I'm gonna say no.
Do you know who Corbin Bleu is?
Perhaps by name. I don't think I'd have been able to tell you what he was in or who he was.
Is he popular in the UK?
Given the success of High School Musical over here, I would imagine so.
My name is Ashlyn Cody, and I'm from Dublin, Ireland.
I want to ask you if you've heard of someone named Corbin Bleu.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay. You do know something about Corbin Bleu, but you wouldn't say he's like an extremely popular figure.
Well, does he even do stuff anymore?
This is very serious, so really think it over. Have you heard of someone named Corbin Bleu?
No, I've never heard of him.
So we just heard from a lot of different people, and most of them were not familiar with Corbin Bleu, and those that were, it usually was because of his association with High School Musical. So then we went on to ask a similar question: what do you know about High School Musical? What has been said about it, or what have you understood about it from living in your associated country? Because we figured if he really was worldwide and he belongs higher up on the list than we thought he should, then this would have something to do with it.
High School Musical.
Right.
I've probably seen some minutes of it, I can recall, but I don't remember the plot at all, really.
Have you ever seen or heard of a Disney original movie entitled High School Musical.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, I'm not proud, but yes. Oh,
yeah, for sure, yeah.
For sure? What do you know about that?
I know everything about it. The songs are amazing, obviously. That was like our kid movies when we were in primary school.
Really?
That was like our show. Yeah, of course, yeah. It was the best.
I want to talk about a movie that came out when I was in elementary school, probably when you were in primary school as well, called High School Musical.
Mm-hmm.
So you know about it?
I know the movie, yeah.
Okay, what do you know about it, if anything?
Not much, because I didn't watch it.
Like, even in your tiny little town in the Netherlands,
probably because girls in class or something were watching it and talking about it, but for the rest, like, nothing at all.
It was a thing that all the girls in primary school watched. So it was big. Like, people would go flipping for this thing. Like, I mean, but it was like something that, like, you kind of like mock a little bit, but all the girls loved it. Like, we didn't have we had Disney shows and stuff, but we didn't have a Disney channel at all. Like, I remember, like, it being in the newspaper, like, Disney Channel.
Well, I remember it being a big part of a lot of people's kind of early childhood for everyone kind of my age.
Would you say that it's, like, international then? That, like, it has a global appeal? Because I never thought of it as being anything outside of, like, our little world.
That's a good question. I mean, it's something that you could perhaps... it's fairly cross-cultural, if that's what you're asking. I think it has a very broad appeal anyway.
So it confirms it. I mean, you just heard from people literally all over the world. People from Australia, from the UK, from the Netherlands, from Africa. And to all of their knowledge, they knew a little bit about High School Musical, but they really didn't know who Corbin Bleu was. So it made Cammy and I particularly suspicious, and it made our friends suspicious as well. In fact, we asked them, what do you guys think is going on? Because before we could solve it, we wanted to get inside the heads of our friends and see, you know, is there something we're missing here? Because I can't think of why this would be happening. Okay, so our first theory was pretty simple. Maybe people didn't know about Corbin Bleu, but they certainly knew something about High School Musical, so it made us think, hey, this movie is a lot more global than we thought. And with that, I introduce two people's ideas, all centered around one theory. The reason that Corbin Bleu is so popular on Wikipedia is because, for some reason, his information has spread. There's been some sort of global popularity that we didn't know about, and it's making things happen. Here's Cammy's thought on the matter.
Well, everyone knows about the pervasiveness of American culture globally, right? Uh-huh. But I don't think we always notice how far that goes.
My friend Tom from London has similar ideas.
Perhaps, I don't know, a quintessential example of kind of mid-2000s American lifestyle that was exported abroad, and maybe had sort of a huge following somewhere like China or the Middle East or whatever.
Right. Like, there's a lot of followings and things like that that you don't even know pick up, and since there's so many people, like...
There's also a lot of languages. There'd be a lot of languages spoken within one state's borders. So, you know, say Indonesia, that would have multiple languages. And so that could explain 5, 6, 7 different translations of a page. Like Sri Lanka, for example, that would have Tamil, Tagalog, English, you know, that would be like several different things. So that one country could account for 3, 4, or 5 of these different pages.
You're thinking that it's probably like a bunch of different people in these large countries with the regional differences that are all translating it because they just have some obsession with Corbin Bleu or are confused.
I mean, if this was an insanely popular thing in a country with multiple languages, I don't see why not.
Okay, so Cammy and Tom's theories, they make a lot of sense. I mean, there are a lot of people in this world, and maybe they really just happen to love High School Musical, but
This doesn't explain the obsession with Corbin Bleu. Cammy's friend Guillaume from Paris has an answer to this, and it's not what we expected.
Okay, wait, Cordon Bleu? Okay, say that name again.
It's a Corbin Bleu.
Cordon Bleu?
Like the chicken.
Are you saying?
Yeah. I mean, like the thing you eat.
Okay, so less a theory and more just a general confusion, but our friend Tom from London has some thoughts of his own on the matter.
Yeah, the chicken cordon bleu theory is that the Wikipedia page was actually trying to differentiate between Corbin and cordon bleu, the international dish.
Interesting you say that, because the first line of the Wikipedia page is, this article is about the actor and singer, it is not to be confused with cordon bleu. I don't know if that differs from country to country, but the first line of the page over here, Wikipedia UK, is that this article is about the actor and singer and not about the dish. Maybe it's just a given that that's what someone went looking for in the US, whereas here, you know, some kind of poor, delusional person went looking for what cordon bleu was.
Right, he didn't want Corbin. He wanted a chicken recipe.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You weren't looking for a chicken recipe and you got this, you'd be very confused.
So, sure, maybe someone is out looking for a cordon bleu chicken recipe and somehow stumbles across Corbin Bleu. That doesn't explain the fact that he's been translated into as many pages as he has. Which is why my friend Michiel from the Netherlands has a different approach to the whole thing.
Maybe he made the pages on his own.
So you think Corbin's trying to boost his own fame because probably. He's sad about the fact...
I mean, it's pretty easy ways to boost it. Like, if that gets you on, like, the top 10 list of mentioned celebrities in Wikipedia, like, people start asking the same question that you're asking right now.
To counter that, the languages that a page is translated into isn't even public information. It's not accessible. Like, if you wanted to read about Corbin Bleu in French, for example, you would just go on the French page, and if he was there, he'd be there. But it's not like there's a list that says, look, read about Corbin in all these languages. Unless you do, like, extensive research, like MIT did in 2013, you wouldn't know, which means this is a really strange way of showing your popularity if you're Corbin Bleu.
But if it still gets you on the list, then it doesn't matter, right?
I guess it does just make him more accessible to other people.
Yeah.
So you think it was Corbin?
Yeah, I do.
So what do you say to the fact that Corbin has denied any involvement or knowledge of the anomaly? What? Bleu said when BuzzFeed News informed him of his place between the leader of the free world and one of the most important philosophers in the history of human civilization. Holy shit, really? I wonder why that is. Are that many people looking me up? What the hell? That's amazing. That's ridiculous, actually. That's unnecessary, but I'll definitely put that on my resume.
That's so easy to say, just to say no, what? It's probably just a huge conspiracy theory.
The whole thing?
Yeah. No, kidding. Huge conspiracy theory.
Hold up, it's actually not a bad idea. Here's my friend William Dean with his thoughts.
Oh my god, what if MIT is behind it?
Conspiracy. MIT is fucking translating Corbin Bleu's Wikipedia page in 100.
Right, because they're the ones that brought it up in the first place.
What if they fucking did it and, like, fabricated it so that they could make a study off of it and, like, build clout, like, for the university?
For our listeners, clout can be defined as being famous and having influence, according to Urban Dictionary.
Like, among, like, the Corbin Bleu, like, mega fan base.
I never thought about that. Clout for MIT. It's literally just more publicity. It has nothing to do with Corbin Bleu. Corbin Bleu is irrelevant.
Corbin Bleu has no idea this is even happening. He's just like in Malibu, like fucking surfing, and someone was like, Corbin, check this fucking shit out. And he's like, what? Like, I'm just eating a fish taco. What do you mean? He's like, let me go back into retirement. I'm like 32. Like, get away from me.
As interesting as the idea sounds, it does seem a little far off. Here's Mikio, who still thinks it's Corbin, to speak with us again.
But it's probably him.
You think it's him?
Yeah. Like, what kind of person he is, if he likes attention, followers, etc. I mean, that's probably a reason to believe that he did it on his own, if it's true.
Because he's always been the co-star, you know?
So he's always, like, in Zach's shadow.
I should add here that Mikiel is a medical student studying to become a doctor.
Do, like, a psychiatric analysis on his personality.
Oh, do you have any tips for that?
just look at the DSM-5 and see what kind of characteristics he has.
Oh my god, okay. I reached out personally on all of Corbin's social channels, but he denies to comment. Okay, Corbin, put me on red. Don't respond to my messages. It's totally fine. I'm not mad about it or anything. But even for Corbin, I feel like a person would have to be pretty self-obsessed to spend that much time translating almost 200 pages. So I'm gonna go ahead and call the theory debunked. But you know, he might not be able to do it, but a group of people who are super obsessed may be able to.
Maybe he just has like this cult-like worldwide following. And all the Corbin Blue cult members are just, you know, doing what they can to get the word out.
Oh, so it's a full cult that's trying to spread blue propaganda.
I like that. I like that idea. That idea makes sense.
Yeah, right? They're like the Illuminati. They're just like really secret.
And what are they called?
Well, I don't know.
What would be their name instead of Illuminati?
The Blue Man Group.
The Blue Man Group, but not the one you're thinking of. Not the original one.
No, but seriously, here's a more developed version of that theory from our friend Ashling from Dublin.
His fan base of us, like little Tweety Bops.
Right.
Watching Jump In and High School Musical, who loved them, saw him doing his like little dances and stuff. We're just like, let's keep Corbin alive. He was the underdog of High School Musical. Then he had this shitty movie out that like didn't make any sense. They just kind of jumped over some rope. You're showing these like programs to, you know, an age group that it, like, will take it all in and then reproduce it in other like areas of their life. So maybe Corbin Blue just really spoke out to these kids,
to all these groups,
to all these groups. He was like the underdog of this, you know, great film for our age group. He's like one of those characters from High School Musical that we all knew and loved. And then we didn't see him again. So
where's Corbin?
Where's Corbin? We have to keep him alive in our hearts, but also on the internet.
Cammy's friend Fred from South Africa couldn't agree more.
Don't underestimate the power of like an 11 or 12 year old girl on the internet. Like what kind of like obsession?
No, but in all seriousness, everybody seems to agree that Corbin is an influential person, whether we thought originally that he was or not.
You know, a young black male in this like huge production, of course he's gonna have a strong following. They're like, you know, fuck Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh my Corbin blew up on the wall.
Which brings us to our last theory, one that can be traced to the Wikipedia pages themselves and is most likely what's called the superfan theory, that one single person, an absolute Corbin diehard, has made it his or her mission to make CB more widely available throughout Wikipedia and the world. Reddit claims that a man who goes by the alias Chase Watson is our most likely culprit. His username, Zimmer610, who Redditors were actually able to trace to a small city in Saudi Arabia. This user has multiple accounts and has had quite a few run-ins with the Wikipedia authorities. Don't worry, I didn't know those existed either. If this is correct, however, we'd have to confirm two things. One, how accurate are the translations of the more niche languages? Do they appear to be translated incorrectly or accurately? To do this, we consulted Guillaume again, Cammy's friend from Paris, who also happens to speak other French dialects, including Picard, which is a lot more niche. So, okay, so here's French
okay,
Wikipedia.
Let me check Wikipedia right now.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's
Wikipedia to him.
Yeah.
Corbin Bleu enregistre sa première chanson intitulée Circles ou Circle in
is
My
this,
Mind.
He's going so fast!
Is this the French version of slow?
I mean, like, it makes sense.
It works.
It's pretty correct French. But I mean, like, there's not, okay, let me show you, like, there's not a lot.
So I think that supports the theory that there's one person out to do this. And he's plugging things into Google Translate just to create more pages in different languages.
Yeah, there could be something like on Reddit, like a subreddit of like 10 guys all around the world, just like writing like 50 pages each.
True.
And it just goes like that. Like some guys are actually like crazy, like doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like there.
Yeah.
True. It's like a common joke in France saying like, you know, they're unemployed, so they can do whatever they want their entire, like the entire day. So they're just doing like crazy stuff. because they had nothing to do.
Yeah, they have too much time.
You would say like, oh, you're playing in the like FC chômage, like FC unemployment.
Basically. Oh, like professional unemployment.
Oh, yeah,
that's so funny.
Professional unemployment. And two, how fleshed out is the Arabic page? Is there an abnormal amount of information on the page in relation to Corbyn's actual reach in the countries like Saudi Arabia? So you guessed it, we contacted one of our friends from Saudi Arabia and we tried to get to the bottom of what is going on with the Arabic page. Hi, Munir.
Hello.
Thank you for being on the podcast today.
You're welcome.
Munir read the Wikipedia page in Arabic and he noticed a lot of the same facts that we see on the English page. It also seemed pretty filled out. It was very long and had lots of pictures attached. All evidence was pointing towards user Zimmer610. Now, the only question that remained, why? What was his motivation? In today's day and age, wouldn't it make more sense to make an Instagram fan page? Here's my friend Seth from Philadelphia again on why he might have done what he did.
Well, the thing about an Instagram page, right, is then you have to have, like, people... You have to promote the Instagram page somehow, which is incredibly difficult.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of Instagram pages to contend with. The thing with Wikipedia is that there's this sort of, there's this clear, like, delineated route. Like, you can say, okay, well, what's one way I can become notable on Wikipedia? Well, I could have the article for this person in more languages than, like, any other article. There's this sort of quantifiable way that you can do it, so that when somebody goes looking for, okay, which articles have the most translations, they see Corbyn Blue at the top of the list. That's sort of like your automatic ticket to notability. Whereas I don't know if there's sort of an equivalent for Instagram where you can, like, game a sort of ranking system in the same way. I don't know if it's so much a it could be a sincere wish to get the information out as much as possible. It could be more of like a fan fanaticism thing. It right. could also be more of a, like a joke. Like he just thinks it's funny to have so many pages on Corbyn Blue, you know?
He's like a Wikipedia criminal, which I didn't even know was possible.
Right, he's disrupting the status quo.
Over the fact not everything is about a cult.
But maybe this is.
Not everything's about a cult.
This might very well be.
How do you feel about the fact that we think we have an answer?
I feel like I have an answer and I've strongly pushed my agenda.
Cammy, it's
so
not a cult. It's
there's
not
much else I can say.
Either way, whether it was a cult or it was Zimmerman610 on the internet who was creating the pages, it's just funny that this has turned into the phenomenon that it has.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really interesting to see how tied up people get in these types of issues. We've talked to so many of our friends from all over. They all have different ideas.
I think what it really comes down to is you have to kind of acknowledge that the internet's a jungle and things happen. We don't know why. We don't know where they come from. Maybe they're left better untouched. We don't know.
Yeah, I think another thing that we learned is that High School Musical is a lot more global than we thought, and people are aware, and they do care. At the end of the day, you think, who cares about this issue? But clearly, people have put their time into it.
Yeah, someone has, or some people have, specifically, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely someone cares.
Well, with that, I just want to say thanks so much for joining me on the show today as my co-host, and I can't wait for you guys to hear our next episode. This has been fantastic. Signing out.
Signing out from Radnor Road.
Woohoo!